Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Daryl, the Cleveland Cavaliers not in action tonight, but they are back in action Friday as they wrap up their four-game West Coast trip with a game in Dallas against the Mavericks. Mavericks won't have Luka Doncic, but the Cavs 3-0 on this trip so far with a couple of wins earlier this week over the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's not just that the Cavs are beating teams, it's that the Cavs are absolutely dismantling teams. So far this year, they're 29-4. 21 of those 29 wins are by 10 points or more. There are only five other teams in basketball that have 21 wins. I do think we're at the point now where it's probably time to have a conversation about raising the expectations for this team.
I can't believe that. Look, when they hired Kenny Atkinson, I expected things to be better. I did not expect them to be on the pace that they're at, where, to your point,
72 wins.
They're just annihilating teams. They're breaking their backs. It's and they don't play the same style every night. They're not just a team that every night they go out there, they chuck 53s, and that's how they're winning. Because if that's how they're winning, we could legitimately sit here and say, well, a little bit of a fluke here. This is not a fluke what they're doing. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm really looking forward to the two games coming up against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Those are going to be awesome.
They have opened up I think they got a 1.5 game lead on the Thunder for best record in the NBA, but they've got a 5-game lead on the defending champion Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. They're running away with the top seed. My only concern, actually I have two. I don't want to say one because I just don't want to put it in the ether. I don't want it out there.
Well, I mean,
I think you know what I'm thinking about.
But that's a concern with every team.
Right. Every team deals with it. But my only concern is that I'm reminded of the lesson that LeBron James learned here, his first stint with the Cavaliers. After making the NBA Finals, they became obsessed with their seed. That they had to win as many games as possible in the regular season to get as high of a seed as they possibly could to get home floor advantage and whatnot, right? So you didn't have to go on the road and win in the play. Then LeBron got to Miami and figured out, nah, you know what? We need to save our energy for the playoffs so that we have what it takes to get to the finish line. And I mentioned this because I'm about to talk out of both sides of my mouth, because I think Kenny Atkinson's doing a brilliant job managing minutes of guys. He's not burning Donovan Mitchell 42, 43, 44 minutes a game, right? He's not doing that to Darius Garland. So I think that from that standpoint, they'll be okay from an energy standpoint. I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm living in my fears a little bit, but I'm a little worried that if you get obsessed with piling up the regular season wins, that what happened to the 2015-2016 Golden State Warriors that won 73 regular season games will happen to the Cavaliers.
Okay, but so here's the thing with the seeding aspect of things. It's not as if they've become obsessed with winning these regular season games, because I know that you're at Brown Stuff and you've not been at every Cavs game so far. You've been at a decent chunk of them, but you're in that locker room. Like, you know what's going on. they speak about this as just trying to build the right habits and that they're just trying to do things the right way. And they happen to be winning by doing those things.
I think
they
Donovan says that blowing... after every game too. Like it's becoming a little bit of a broken record. And I don't mean that as a criticism or a negative, but like Donovan says the same thing pretty much after every game. Like, you know, winning is important, but we want to make sure that we are laying a solid foundation. And sometimes the final score, you know, you can lose a game and still play well and be happy with how you play.
And you can win games. Like, for instance, the first game they lost this year, that game in Boston to the Celtics where they lost by three. I think that the Cavs walked away from that one. I was in the locker room that night in Boston. Like, the Cavs walked away from that happy with the way they played. They were undermanned. They were missing four of their 11 rotation players. Ball just didn't bounce their way that night.
Which, by the way, that's how it was in the conference semifinals. They were undermanned.
Right, but that Boston team was much better than them.
I understand.
Where this Boston team is not. Like I think that the Cavs proved we're on that level that night. Where I don't think there was anything. They were undermanned. They didn't have Donovan. Caris LeVert was injured. Jared Allen didn't play. None of that mattered. They were not going to win that series. Would it have been longer? Maybe. But they were not going to win that series. That world did not exist last year.
They just couldn't give them their best shot. That's my
totally
point.
Totally fair.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
This year, they've become... They've become such a great team while keeping the process in mind. It's not about we have to find a way to win on Tuesday night in Los Angeles against the Lakers on the second night of a back-to-back. It's about we have to play well because we need to keep growing. We have to keep getting better. And if you look what they were the month of November compared to what they were in the month of December, like so many people thought nationally, I'm not saying locally, but nationally, this was certainly a thought that, oh, it's a fluke. The Cavs are going to cool off. It's because they're just off to such a torrid offensive start. Like, they were just so hot at the start of the season offensively.
And some people actually thought the schedule was friendly to them when, like, they played the most games of any team in the league.
People thought that regression was coming. Well, they were actually better in December than they were in November and
October. Yeah, they went 12-1.
Well, not even just, like, record-wise, but if you look at offensively, they were a better offense in December than they were in November. Defensively, they were kind of bad. They were 20th in the NBA in November on defense.
Yeah.
They were third in December. Like, they have, Daryl, I think the look of an elite team. There is a comparison going around that bothers me a little bit, but they have a look.
Oh, you don't like the Warriors comparison?
No. That's the one I love. It's the Atlanta Hawks comparison that people are making.
Well,
are trying to say that they are the 2014-15 Atlanta Hawks. That's wrong. They are the 2014-2015 Golden State Warriors. That is the closest comparison. I've done a lot of digging on this. That is the closest comparison I can find. The Cavs are that Warriors team, the first Warriors title team that won 67 games and beat the Cavs in six games. And you can say, well, the Cavs got hurt, and that's fine and true, and I do believe that to an extent. But that doesn't mean that Warriors team wasn't awesome. Well, this Cavs team is awesome. Awesome.
And the Hawks are the Cavs' kryptonite. Like, they're the one team.
I just think they played bad. I really do.
They just, for whatever reason, played their worst basketball against the Hawks. I don't know why.
I think they had two bad games. I don't think there's anything to look into with that. I really don't.
Okay.
I would not worry about the Atlanta Hawks. Like, the Atlanta Hawks have a very weird win profile. I would not worry about that. I think the Cavs just had a couple bad games. Like, there are, I think, two other teams.
Well, then my request is going to be, can we have the bad games maybe against another team in the league?
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Go out and boat race the Hawks.
So here's the thing, too. The next time they play Atlanta, they're going to lose.
Yes.
Well, no. So the next time they play Atlanta, they play in Miami the night before.
Oh, geez.
There's no way they're going to win in Miami and against Atlanta at home. Like, that, it's a scheduled loss. They could be 0-3 against the Hawks, but it doesn't matter. Like, what matters is... The Cavs are in the top tier of the NBA right now.
That South Beach flu is real, by the way.
Well, it is, and having to Miami to Cleveland back-to-back is not an easy trip. There are some that are more difficult that happen pretty frequently in the NBA, but that is a tough back-to-back. But the Cavs are in the first tier of the NBA, and the only other two teams that they should be talked about with are OKC and Boston. Like, that's it. That's the whole conversation. I do think that we're at the point now where, you know, I don't know where you were before this season. I thought that getting to the Eastern Conference Finals should be the bar for success. I think that bar has been raised. Like, I don't think that is a successful season at this point.
Well, I don't like speaking in absolutes when you're talking, because just anything can happen when you get into playoffs. But I will say this, that Anything less than conference semifinals would be a massive disappointment.
Well, conference semifinals would be losing in the first round, and there's no doubt that that would be an epic failure.
Right. Well, even the not advancing past the conference semifinals, I would be disappointed, especially considering the way this team has played. I never like to say that your season is not a success if you can't get if you don't make the NBA Finals or win the NBA championship. I don't like saying that in any sport because just I've covered so many playoff teams over the years, not named the Cleveland Browns, where you know you have a front row seat and you see how difficult it is night in and night out and to advance. But there's no question this team has the talent capable of winning an NBA championship. That I am convinced of now. I wasn't convinced of it last year. I wasn't convinced of it. I wasn't convinced of it when Kobe Altman decided to give everyone contract extensions this offseason and run it back. I wasn't convinced of it when they hired Kenny Atkinson. I thought it'd be better. But I wasn't sure where the missing piece was to get them to that level, Danny. They don't have I'm hearing wing defender. They need wing defenders. Okay, great.
They have five of them.
Right. Like, I mean, I for the first time am convinced that this team is good enough to win an NBA championship.